For many years, KDNK has been thankful that Pitkin County has rebroadcast our 88.1 signal on several different frequencies around the valley, helping us reach down into Redstone at 88.5, up into Thomasville at 94.9, and Basalt at 88.5, and our primary up valley signals, 88.3 in Aspen and 94.7 in Old Snowmass. I'm joined on the phone now by Drew Peterson, who's a communications project engineer with Pitkin County, and we owe these guys a huge debt of gratitude because Pitkin County has got us back up and on the air with a very clean signal here to kick off the month of June. Drew, thank you so much for all the work Pitkin County has done on behalf of KDNK.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Give us the big picture here for Pitkin County. You guys manage quite a few tower sites.
Yeah, we have, I believe it's 12 or 13 translator sites and 80-plus translator frequencies throughout the county. So got a lot to manage, a lot going down. We're a pretty small team, about four. So we're managing all the translator systems for TV, FM, plus public safety for all local public safety, police, fire, dispatch services, a couple broadband providers also on our site, potential cellular in the future. So, yeah, we've got our hands full with a pretty small team.
You know, we started to have a little bit of minor signal issues on our up-valley signals back in the fall. I know Aspen Public Radio had some issues, too. I've heard some funny stories. There was one where somehow a guy wire ended up pulling one of your towers like 15 degrees off of straight up, like leaning Tower of Pisa style.
Yeah, that's actually a part of our site on Williams where we rebroadcast 88.1 KDNK to 94.7, which has been kind of our problem child for the recent time. Yeah, that site is actually an incredibly old site. We rebuilt it last fall. However, due to delays with translator manufacturers, antennas, we were unable to replace all of our gear until just yesterday, actually, so we're happy to have the signal back up. But yeah, we actually did have a tower was faulty, and one of our guide wire towers actually uprooted by its foundation and started to tilt over just from the high wind. So that gives you an idea how unstable our old site was. But thankfully now we've got a brand new 60-foot self-supporting tower as well as a 40-foot self-supporting tower, which should handle all of our loads for the foreseeable future. So no more problems with that.
Yeah, that's so exciting, and we are so thankful for the work at Williams Hill. Of course, one of the things most listeners are probably aware of but may not know is that it really is weather-dependent in terms of access to these tower sites. I know that for our own site up at Sunlight Peak, our engineer has historically had his own snowcat just to make sure he can get up there in emergencies. So are you guys also able to access the upper red where our Aspen signal is?
Yeah, that's actually one of our most difficult-to-reach sites, for sure. If you follow Hunter Creek up past Four Corners, you got to go up some pretty steep hills. The snow doesn't melt until end of June, sometimes even July. We're going up there in a mule with treads, if we're lucky, getting the snow cat up when we can, but it gets kind of patchy. So it's definitely a hairy situation trying to drive up the mountain, for sure.
Talking to Drew Peterson, communications project engineer with Pitkin County. Now, KDNK has been so thankful to work with the county on making sure our FM signal is available to folks in and out of pretty challenging topographical, terrain around the Roaring Fork Valley. Drew, one of the other things I want to ask you about quickly is broadband initiatives. I know that Pitkin County has been kind of on the forefront in terms of public policy, trying to take some action to help extend the access to high-speed internet to more folks in the river valleys. Is there any breaking news at this point in terms of what you guys are doing from an engineering and facility standpoint?
Well, I'm not sure if I would say breaking news. We have an RFP, request for proposal, out for a network provider to manage our system. As you may or may not be aware, we are upgrading many of our sites around the county to support a large 4-gig microwave backhaul, which we're hoping that internet service providers will jump on board and start providing better internet to all the citizens of Pitkin County and the surrounding areas. So I'm not sure if there's a new development I can necessarily speak on, but it's definitely a work in progress, and we're doing our best to try and get things up and running because we could all use some better internet, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's really exciting, and I know Kara Silbernagle has been on KDNK talking about this, so we'll try to get her back on for an update soon. It seems like there's definitely a lot of demand, and hopefully Pitkin County can continue to help shepherd this process. And Drew, like I said, we're just real excited to hear what happens with broadband. And in the meantime, all of our KDNK listeners up and down the valley just want to say thanks on behalf of all of us for all the work Pitkin County has done to get us back up to a clear signal up valley.
Of course, that's what translator department's here for. And if you have any further issues with your radio signal, feel free to give us a call. That's why we're here, try and do our best.
Drew Peterson, communications project engineer with Pitkin County. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Gavin.